こんにちは、きのこです。映画のイングリッシュ、この番組では映画やドラマを楽しみながらおしゃべりをしています。お気に入りの作品を見つけて英語学習に役立ててくださいね。お送りするのは私きのこと、映画大好きなマイクです。
I was just taking a sip of my coffee. Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing today, Kinoko?
Oh, I'm great. And before talking about the movie, I'd like to have a small talk with you.
A small talk? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, what small talk?
じゃあそれ消してくれる? Thank you. A few weeks ago, I was talking with my husband, and he suddenly started to say in English, "It has not started yet." Do you know that what's meaning?
It has not started yet.
No. So I don't know what. So I asked him what, and he said he wants to.Say the Japanese 今に始まったことじゃない in English. So he asked me how to say that in English.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that. So I searched the internet and the A0 said it's nothing new.
Nothing new. Yeah.
Nothing new means 今に始まったことではない inJapanese. No, ne? So I felt how difficult to explain such phrase. It's very short phrase, but it's so hard to explain in English. Nothing new. Is it usual? Is it popular?
Nothing new, yeah. But I don't know. I mean, my Japanese isn't that great. But, you know, using like 始まる。
今に始まったことではない。
Yeah.
で、それは、it's the easiest popular phrase in Japan. 今に始まったことではない。だから、he translates this word.Very, very directly.
Yeah.
And he said, it has not started now.
Yeah.
But, そんなこと。だけど、it is meaningless, isn't it meaningless? Isn't it?
I wouldn't say it's meaningless. It depends on the context. Like, if you're talking about, the baseball game. Has the baseball game started? So, it hasn't started yet.
Or it has yet to start. But it doesn't mean nothing new.
Yeah. And nothing new would be like, there was an earthquake. You know, what is happening? It's like, there's nothing new.
Nothing new.
Yeah. So nothing new is more about, you know, information. Learning new information.
Okay. So it's very convenient phrase to remember. So that's why I'd like to talk to you about it.
Yeah, if you watch like American news, the American news, the 24-hour news channels, you'll often hear a very common phrase that you hear on that when you're talking about a developing situation.So something that is happening at the moment. You'll hear them ask a lot, you know, what are we learning?
What are we learning?
Yes. So what new information are we getting? You know, what are we learning about the situation?
What are we learning?
Yeah.
What are we learning? Home phrase.
Yeah.
In the news.
On news, yeah.
On news. Okay. What are we learning? Okay.
Nothing new.
Nothing new. So the memorizing such some kind of short phrase is very great for learning or developing the conversation.
Yeah.
So 日々勉強が必要だなって思ったんだ。
Yeah. And, you know, these short little phrases, I think, are very common and they're very popular in regular conversation. And if you take, like, a literal direct translation or direct meaning, it's not what it actually means.
そうなんだよね。
It's all about the context of the situation, so.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
No problem. Anything else? No?
No.
All right, so then let's move along to streaming news.
And now, Bob Hope's Swan's Eye View of the News.
Streaming News のコーナーです。今回は3作取り上げます。ドラマとそれから映画です。では、Mike, let's go.
Let's go to the streaming news, the streaming news. And we have two very big announcements to make.
What?
What is happening? So, first one is Netflix.
Netflix.
The show that kind of started really the whole streaming services and streaming services creating their own content.
Oh, yeah.
House of Cards.
Really?
It's come to Netflix.
Finally, but this is original. Netflix original, very, very original TV show.
Yes, this is a Netflix original. It was like maybe one of the first Netflix originals.
そうだね、in Japan はね。
Yeah.
待ってましたよ。
And before Netflix came to Japan, I think they licensed it to, I don't know who, but it showed on the satellite, like Wow Wow, or Stars or something like that. And it was on Hulu, but only one season was on Hulu.
そうだったね。
We have all four seasons on Netflix.
Finally.
And sometime next year, we'll be getting season 5.
Really? 早く見なきゃ。So, I am watching season 2 episode 3ぐらい見てるかな今。
Oh, really?
Yes!
I have to wait for my wife.
Oh, そうだね。
I can't watch it without her.
本当え、does she enjoy it?
Yeah. This, okay. This annoyed me.
Annoyed you?
Yeah. I started watching House of Cards. And I introduced it to my wife. So I had seen like 4 or 5 episodes. And I was like, oh, you know, we should watch this. And so we started watching it. And she was like, you can't watch this show without me.
Why?
Because she didn't want me to just, you know, continue watching it and watch all of the episodes. It's like, okay, I'll wait for you and we'll watch it together. I go back, you know, a couple of months and I'm like, you know, let's watch House of Cards. She's like, oh, I watched all of it.
先越されちゃったのね。
Yeah. It's like, I was waiting for you. She's like, I'm sorry.
でも気持ちわかるよ。I know how she felt.
Yeah.
Yeah, she must... not be able to wait.
Yeah, it is a very good show.
そうだね。
So I'm really looking forward to that. But bigger news. Even bigger news than House of Cards on Netflix. Hulu. They lost House of Cards. But they gained the first two seasons of... The greatest show ever made.
Yeah.
Ever. Okay, maybe Degrassi, but anyways, Game of Thrones.
Really? Oh, unfortunately, I didn't see it.
No, but it's on Hulu, so you can now.
Okay.
Is
it scary?
This is not scary. No.
Is it SF?
No. It's more of a like medieval fantasy.
medieval fantasy.
Yeah. The story, it's based off of A Song of Ice and Fire, a series of novels by George R.R. Martin. And the story is loosely based off of The War of Roses, which was kind of an English fight for the crown of England. You know, different families fighting to be the next king. And this is all about, it's a Game of Thrones, right? So it's all about this throne and everyone wants to become the king or the queen. And it has some of the best acting you will see. The story is so unpredictable. I don't even want to give like hints about, you know, stuff that happens because you'll watch the first season and you'll just be like, huh? How, what? Why did they do that? That what? You don't do that. In your TV show, no, you don't do that kind of stuff. But it is very mature. So not for kids. Okay. Definitely not for kids.
Not for kids.
Not even, I would say, not even under like 15 or 16. 15 or 16 still might be a little young.
Yeah,
it's a lot of nudity. And a lot of violence. Because it is the medieval times. You have lots of sword fighting and everything like that. And but it's just, it feels so cinematic. You really feel like you're watching a movie, not a TV show. It's incredible.
So, Nanda, so the bigger screen is better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Apple TV.
Yeah. I have, are your PlayStation? I have the Hulu app on my PS4. If anyone has an Xbox, I think it's probably on there as well, but I don't know.
Oh, so not on there.
Yeah, so I will, this weekend, I am watching Game of Thrones.
Okay.
I'm going to sit down in front of my TV.
For me, House of Cards weekend.
House of Cards weekend. That's good. That's good. All right. So that was the streaming news. Let's move along to School of Rock.
本日お届けするのは、スクールオブロック映画スクールオブロックです。ジャパニー I missed Japanese subtitle Japanese explanation but it's a it's a very very simple story.
Yes. It's an incredibly simple story. It's I would say for anyone who kind of gets this reference, it's kind of a more modern day version of Sister Act.
Ah, so da ne, so omotta. Sister Act.
And I really loved the Sister Act movies, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ma, me too.
Yeah, well, I mean, it had the, oh crap, what is her name? Lauren something?
Rory Hill?
Yeah. Yeah, she was in Sister Act.
Yes. So incredibly great singer, but unfortunately she is in jail now.
Is she?
I don't know. No, yeah.
I've never.
I don't know some scandals.
I have not heard.
I don't know. Recently, we haven't see her for a long time on TV or showbiz.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, she is 40 years old already.
Ah, tax evasion.
Ah, so nan da ne.
Yeah, that was back in 2013. So, yeah.
So da ne.
Sad. She was talented. Well, she probably still is. I don't know. All right, so School of Rock. First up, the good and the bad of School of Rock. What did you think of School of Rock?
そうだな。
I mean, we already compared it kind of to Sister Act, so.
Yeah, good and bad か。Yeah, so many good things and very, very plain story, so easy to understand. English is very, very, そうだな。I didn't understand some phrase, some bad bad word. Mm-hmm. I couldn't understand, but basically it's not so difficult to follow. So I think the English, advanced levels of Japanese people can understand without subtitle, I think, especially for the person who love rock music, I think.
Yeah.
そう思った。そうだな。So, bad thing か。そうだな。思いつかないな。Do you have any bad things?
Bad things about this movie. Knowing that this is just a fun comedy.
Yeah?
No, not really. Because that's what it is. It's a very fun, lighthearted comedy. I think it might be, you know, one of Jack Black's, you know, best kind of performances and one of his best movies that he's made.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. It's just a lot of fun. Maybe the only bad thing would be the girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
The girlfriend. Ned's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Whatever.
His
Patty.
Friend.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So だね.
She is annoying. But she's meant to be annoying, so...
Yeah, but she is annoying and she is so a little bit scary, so strict to other person. But it is not her character herself. Mm-hmm. It's a character of the character of the character.
Yeah, that's the character. But Sarah Silverman plays the character. She... That's basically the character that she plays in most movies. That really annoying, uptight kind of person. So
she's a girlfriend of his friend, didn't
it? Yeah.
His friend is
Ned.
Yeah.
And he is actually the writer. He wrote the movie. He wrote the script.
Really?
Yeah.
So
he was in real life. He wrote the script and he was Jack Black's next door neighbor. That's how they met.
Really? Yeah. 本当に next door neighbor?
Yeah.
So tell me about the Jack Black himself.
Jack Black is a comedian. He very, very funny. I think you can see from this movie, he's a very physical comedian. I mean, he's a big kind of fat guy. And he uses his body and his face a lot in his comedy. He had an HBO show.
HBO show?
Yeah, HBO was a channel in America. Home box office. They do a lot of movies. And it was him and his partner, Kyle Grass. I don't remember the name of the show. What was the name of the show?
HBO.
I don't remember. But he and Kyle Grass, they actually have a band called Tenacious D.
What do you mean? So Jack Black and his...
His friend.
Friend.
Kyle Glass? Mm-hmm. Kyle Glass.
No? Kyle band.
Glass. Kyle Gass? Kyle Gass.
Kyle
Gass, yeah. They had a TV show together.
They had a TV show together.
Yeah. And
in the HBO.
On HBO.
HBO.
Yeah, I think it might have just been Tenacious D. I don't remember. But Tenacious D was a TV show. And, you know, Jack Black loves music. I think, you know, he's actually a pretty good singer. And he plays the guitar and everything like that. So him and Kyle Gass from the TV show, they have a band called Tenacious D.
Tenacious D.
Yeah, and they've released 3 studio albums, a couple of live albums. So they still tour. They're still out touring every year and everything. And
In the U.S.
In the U.S., yeah.
Tour.
Maybe even like in Europe.
Ah, so nanda. So he's a comedian and he is a pretty good singer.
Yeah.
So in this movie, does he really sing in the movie?
Yeah, that's him singing. Mm-hmm. So that's him singing. If outside of like the kind of guitar solo mm-hmm. stuff, it's mm-hmm. him playing mm-hmm. the guitar.
Okay, really?
The children, all of the children who are singing, the backup singers, mm-hmm. they're all mm-hmm. real singers. Mm-hmm. Like the little girl who, when she auditions, she sings the Annie song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? The mm-hmm. sun will come mm-hmm. out tomorrow, mm-hmm. tomorrow. She actually played Annie in Broadway. The bass player, the keyboardist, mm-hmm. the guitarist and the drummer, they all actually play mm-hmm. their instruments.
So
they were cast because they could play.
So yeah, I can imagine that. That yeah, it's really like sister act too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actual musician.
Yeah.
Very, very talented kids musician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jack Black even said like the Zach, the guitarist. Mm-hmm. He was saying like, oh yeah, you know, he was teaching me stuff.
Yeah. It's very, very fun movie.
Yeah.
And so I don't know much about the rock music. So later, please explain it.
Okay.
Later. Yeah. But the story and the singing is so very energetic. So before moving, I was a little bit tired, so it made me cheer up.
Yeah, energized you.
Energized me.
Yeah, Jack Black does have a lot of energy. He brings a lot of energy to his performance. Mm. And just a real quick note, Jack Black does the voice of Po?
Po?
Po. In the Kung Fu Panda movies.
Oh, so nano.
The upcoming Kung Fu Panda 3. That's Jack Black.
So, Kung Fu Panda 3, no. Po.
Yes. So the panda.
Panda.
Mm-hmm.
じゃあ、メインキャスト。
Mm-hmm.
だよね。ポーね。
Yeah.
Okay. あ、本当だ。I am checking the website. And
po.
Panda. There is Jack Black beside Panda.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.Oh, okay.
And it's not streaming, but there is a John Cusack movie. And John Cusack is the brother of the principal in this movie.
Mm. Principal?
The principal, yeah. The principal. Mm. What's Molly? Was it Molly?
Mm?
No. Rosary. Rosary Mullins.
Mm-hmm.
Her brother, she is Joan Cusack. Her brother is mm-hmm. John Cusack.
Oh, so なんだ.
Yeah. And John Cusack did a movie maybe in the 90s called High Fidelity.
だんだんわかんなくなってきた。
Yeah. If you can find this movie, I highly recommend this movie. It is not streaming, but it's another kind of movie with lots of music and music references. And it was like Jack Black's first kind of like movie role where he is Jack Black. And in the movie, he sings Marvin Gaye and does a really, really, really good job.
So なんだ.
Yeah.
Excellent. Just singing, not acting.
No, he acts in a movie. They work at a record shop. And so he's one of the employees at the record shop.
Hey, the title once more, please.
High Fidelity.
High Fidelity.
Yeah. Very good movie.
High Fidelity movie. High Fidelity. Ah, このまま日本語でも High Fidelity っていうふうに言ってるわ。
And maybe Joan Cusack is in that movie. She tends to be in most of her brother's movies. So she might be in there as well.
ハイフィデリティ。あ、そうなんだね。本当だ。ジャック・ブラックって書いてある。これは、 おお、これはあれなんだね。2000年の映画ですね。OK。
うん。All right. So before we move on to the questions, there are some, I think, some pretty interesting facts
what?
About this movie. First one is there was this scene with all of the kids in Dewey's van.
Mm-hmm.
And they're riding and a Led Zeppelin song comes on. The immigrant song. Led Zeppelin does not really like to allow people to use their music.
Why?
I don't know. I think they just, they don't want it to be overused and are used inappropriately. So they're very tight
with giving permission.
So, Jack Black, at the, after they finished recording it, they're at the, like the end scene, at the battle of the band scene. He gets up on stage and with the crowd and makes a video begging the members of Led Zeppelin, like, can we please use your song
in this movie?
And he made this video with everyone and everyone's like, yeah. And they send it to the members of Led Zeppelin. And they're like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. And we have a link to that video that will be in the show notes. It's up on YouTube. Okay. So you can see it's a quick, like, 2 minute video. Also in the show notes, just to show, you know, Jack Black, he's a little over the top, but he's not a bad singer. There's a YouTube video of him singing the US national anthem.
Where?
It was probably at like a baseball game or a hockey match or something like that, or some sporting event. And he does a pretty good job. It's not really an easy song. It's kind of a difficult song to sing. Also in the show notes, we'll have a link to a video. It's like a 10 year School of Rock reunion. So all of the band members get together and they played a gig.
It was
like 10
years after.
Yeah, so all the kids are grown up.
So だろうね. And they all are good musicians.
They all, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all, you know, like I said before, they were all musicians.
Oh.
And they were scouted kind of, you know, because they were musicians. last year, do you know Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Andrew Lloyd Webber, the musical composer.
Yeah. What he did, what, like Cats and
yes,
like every other Broadway musical.
Yeah. 劇団四季 musical って感じ。
He adapted, I think this was originally a book. He adapted that into a musical.
A School of Rock.
School of Rock, yes. So it is now a Broadway musical. And do you know Nickelodeon?
No.
Nickelodeon is an American channel. And it's like a kids' TV programming. So it has lots of kids' programs on it. I think you can maybe get that like on satellite or like a cable thing in Japan. But they may, this year, will start School of Rock, the TV series. So a Nickelodeon TV series. Based off of the School of Rock.
So the dramatized as a TV show.
Yeah.
Not animation.
Not animation.
Not an animation. No. Actually.
Real people.
Wow. And then?
And then, yeah, just a couple of fun facts. So Lawrence. The keyboardist. There was this scene where in the cafeteria he goes up to Dewey and he's like, I don't think I'm cool enough to be in the band. The actor did that in real life. He went to the director and said, I don't think I'm good enough to be in your movie.
Ooh,
and the director's like, yes, you are. So I think they added that scene because of that conversation. So I just thought that was quite interesting. So that happened in real life, kind of.
In real life.
Yeah. And Summer. Mm-hmm. Actually, first the girl.
No, the girl, the long hair girl.
Yeah, the
chatty.
Yes. I don't know. She is the first. She is the star now of iCarly.
Ah, so nano?
Yeah. Her name is Miranda Cosgrove.
Miranda Cosgrove.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she does iCarly. So you know iCarly?
Yeah, only I watched just a part of a couple of episodes.
Okay, that is a Nickelodeon TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that she had to take vocal lessons to sing badly. Because she can sing. But and when she did her audition, you know, she sings off out of tune and everything like that. And she had to have like about 45 minutes, a 45 minute vocal lesson to sing badly.
Badly nandane.
Yeah.
Ah, demo so umai hito janai to umai heta, umai hito ga heta ni utau ttte no mo muzukashii yo ne.
Yeah. If you know how to sing, you sing. I was like, why would I sing badly? I don't know. But yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right. So then let's move along to our question segment.
Okay.
And first, I think maybe like the most important thing to talk about in terms of the music and the musical references is Angus Young.
Angus Young.
Yes. Do you know that name?
No.
He is the lead guitarist for AC/DC.
I know only the name of AC/DC.
Yeah, AC/DC, they did Back in Black, Highway to Hell, We Salute Those Who Are About to Rock. Great Australian rock band. So there's a lot of references to Angus Young in this movie. The first one would be when Dewey is showing Zach, you know, how to loosen up and, you know, like point and nod. You know, that is Angus Young. That's what Angus Young does. And he runs around and all the... You know, when Dewey, he's like jumping up and down, back and forth. You know, that's all Angus Young. Dewey's guitar, that is a Gibson SG. That's the name of the Gibson.
Gibson. Gibson,
SG.
SG.
That is Angus Young's guitar.
Ah, so nanda.
It's the guitar he has used his entire career. I actually have like it's a replica kind of. It's a lower quality. Same thing, guitar. The Gibson SG.
I see.
Excellent guitar. And then at the final. With the schoolboy uniform, the shorts and the everything, that's what Angus Young wears.
Oh, so nanda ne.
He has always worn that, you know, schoolboy uniform. All of the shows they do, he's wearing, you know, the shorts and the shirt and the hat and everything like that. It's Angus Young style.
Oh, so nanda. Hey, so wakatteru to omoshiroi ne. Ah, I see.
So check out AC/DC. Fantastic band. Just a good, solid rock rock band.
Rock.
Yeah. All right, so do you have any questions? Specific questions or anything like that?
I have... For me, the rock music is, of course, popular, but I don't know who is who. So I know some song... especially the piece of Red Zeppelin you have mentioned before. It's so famous, so I know that music.
Yeah.
But basically, I don't know much about the genre or connection of the musicians. So in the movie, in the lesson, Jack Black showed the chart.
Oh yeah, like the chart.
Yeah,
that thing was. Yeah,
it's very very school class. Like, so I like to I thought I'd love to take the same lesson with a student in a movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's so complicated.
Nee.
All of those relationships between, you know, you have the rock, you have R&B,
mm-hmm.
blues, rock,
yes.
grunge, heavy metal, and, mm-hmm. and punk, and prog rock,
mm-hmm.
psychedelic rock.
Yes, yes. And the genre, the below the genre name.
Genre.
And there is some, genre.
Yeah.
Genre name. There is some the related artist name.
Mm-hmm.
Rock band or some music musician's name. So, oh really? だからあれ全部もう一回ちゃんと見たいなって、ちゃんと全部こうキャプチャーしたものってないのかなって思った。
Yeah.
うん。
Lots and lots and lots of bands. Well, we can talk about some of the, you know, like some of the bands and stuff that were directly mentioned. I mean, there was like too much on that chalkboard to go over, but Like near the beginning, when Dewey is first forming the band, right, and he's teaching like Zach, what was it? Three songs, yeah. The first song was Iron Man by Black Sabbath, which was another, and Black Sabbath was one of the kind of the forefathers for heavy metal. So this is what, like late 60s, early 70s or something. And a British band. The lead singer was Ozzy Osbourne. I don't know if you know Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah. And then he went solo. But yeah, another just a very heavy metal band. The second song, Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple.
Deep Purple.
Another like heavy, hard rock band, very famous. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then finally was Highway to Hell by AC/DC. So those are the three kind of like riffs that he teaches. All three very, very famous songs. And then he teaches Lawrence, what was it? Touch Me. Yeah, Touch Me by The Doors.
The Doors.
Yes. Yeah. Come on. Touch me, babe. Yeah, which was the only American. I mean, that honestly, not really a lot of American bands.
So many of them are British.
British, yeah, British and then Australian with AC/DC. And I guess we could talk about like during the montage sequence, it was like showing videos and everything. So first it was a video. And then some pictures and then another video. And the first one was a series of guitarists. And in order was Pete Townsend, who is the guitarist for The Who. Who was around the same... Yeah, they were around the same time as Led Zeppelin and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. And they were very, very famous because they started kind of like the mod... movement, which is kind of very closely related to the punks. And they did like lots of crazy stuff, like the movie Tommy. And they tried to make a second movie based on Quadrophenia. But yeah. And then Pete Town, and they were really famous because they were loud. They were very, very loud. They all now have tinnitus. So they have like ringing, constant ringing in their ears and everything because of how loud they were. And the move that Zach does where he kind of, you know, swings his arm in a circle, that is, you know, Pete Townsend. He's very famous for doing that.
So なんだね.
Yeah. The second guitarist was Jimi Hendrix. Very famous guitarist.
Yes.
And then finally... it was Angus Young. You know, you saw him in his schoolboy uniform.
AC/DC.
Yeah. And maybe his best known move that he does is he like lies on the ground and he puts his head down and he like does a big spin on his kind of the side of his head.
Hi, 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 hi.
Or he used to like get up on the shoulders of the lead singer because he's a small guy. He's really a small guy. So, and he would just get up and ride around the shoulders and play. Next up were, I would say, like vocalists or like the bands. And the first one, which was the guy like just lying back, that was Iggy Pop. Iggy Pop and the Stooges. A very, very influential figure in early punk, in the early punk movement. Oh, crap. What is that song, Iggy Pop? His big song is what? Lust for Life. Oh, that's the Doors, isn't it? Sorry. Yeah, Lust for Life and Real Wild Child were like the two biggest. Child. Yeah, so you can check those out. The second picture was the Ramones.
The Ramones.
Another American band, punk band, very 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 early punk band. Very very famous punk band, Johnny Ramone, the Ramones. And the next group, one of my all-time personal favorite groups, The Clash.
Clash?
Yeah, and they were another of the bands that came up around the same time as, like, the Ramones and the Sex Pistols. Very, very influential in the evolution of punk and punk rock. Excellent, excellent band. Another British band, The Clash. And then finally was Kurt Cobain, the lead singer for Nirvana.
Yeah.
And then the next video that we see were drummers. I'm not 100% about the first two. I think the first one is Art Blakey. And the second one is Buddy Rich, who were both jazz drummers.
Art Blakey is a jazz drummer.
Yeah. So they were jazz drummers and they were also band leaders. So, you know, these people were back in like the 40s and the 50s. They both passed away now. But incredible drummers and incredible techniques. And then finally, Keith Moon from The Who.
The Who?
And just his wild, wild style where he just kicks over drums. He's like playing and he's like, yeah, kick over a drum or whatever. There were times, literally, where they would be playing and Keith Moon would be back there and he would pass out during the middle of a song.
Pass out.
Too much drinking or drugs or whatever. He would just be playing and... And the Who would be like, is there anyone here who can play the drums? And someone would be like, yeah, yeah. Like, okay, come on up. kick him out.
Oh, so なんだ.
Yeah. Yeah, they were a crazy band, The Who. And there was kind of a rivalry between The Who and The Beatles because Pete Townsend hated The Beatles. Yeah, he's like, oh, you guys are just playing, you know, pop crap. It's horrible. And they were very underground. The Who was a very underground band. Yeah. So those are, you know, I think the main kind
of... they both are influential.
Yeah.
Very, very influential.
Yeah. I think the Beatles are more well known, especially in Japan.
I think so.
I have not met too many people who, if I say The Who, really know who The Who are. But incredible, incredible talents. Great music, too. Yeah. So anything else?
No. So many, many artists.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can cover all of them, but I know some the names. So I'd like to check them in YouTube or some Apple Music or something.
Yeah. Or you can, if you have Line, I think you can sign up for, you know, like a free, they have Line Music.
Ah, I don't have a Line account.
There's like Line Music. I think there's Awa, which is another streaming service. You might still be able to get like a free month with the Apple streaming service or something. Mm-hmm. So there are some streaming services out there you can probably get like a free trial with and go and check out. Mm-hmm. You know, check out The Who, check out AC/DC.
AC/DC?
Yeah, The Clash. I don't know if you can find The Clash. The Clash might be difficult.
Okay. But they are mandatory.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially The Who.
Okay.
Fantastic band.
Okay.
I think most people probably know Led Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. If you can find Tenacious D, that's Jack Black's band, I would recommend.
Tenacious.
Yeah. T-E-N.
T-E-N.
A.
A.
C-I.
C-I.
O-U-S.
O-U-S.
Letter D.
Oh. Tenacious D. Tenacious D って名前になってるね。Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ah. 本当だ。あるね。Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any Tenacious D on my computer, but yeah, funny. And it's comedy. That's one thing to remember with Tenacious D. It is music, but it's kind of comedy music. Mm-hmm. So it's not like proper. I wouldn't say proper, but it's not, you know, heartbreak. Okay. Oh, she broke my heart. No, it's comedy. It's meant to be funny.
そうだね。And yeah, two of them are a little bit big.
Yeah, they're both fat.
Comedian, good. Thank you. Okay.
All right. So next week is our kind of small vacation while you move. Yeah. And we'll be doing Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 来週お届けするのは、そうですね。私が引っ越しのためにちょっと本放送がお届けできないので、この後撮りますけれども。ストリーミングなんだっけストリーミング what 名前忘れちゃった
ストリーミング the commentary
そうだねスペシャルコメンタリートラックだねで実況中継の放送します来週見るのがビッグバンセオリーギークな僕らの恋愛法則シーズン1のエピソード3だね
エピソード1 oh yeah エピソード3
3だよね、
no next week is episode 1Episode 1.
あ、1か。そうだそうだ。そうだね。1だね。お、間違えました。
すみません。It's okay. We pre-recorded.
そうそうそう。
2 of them.
そう。Thank you for editing.
That's okay.
です。お届けします。ぜひ、お聞きください。よろしくお願いします。
Thank you very much and good night, everybody. Good night. Wait a minute, boy. Where are you going? I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.
映画のイングリッシュ。今日はこの辺でお開きです。来週お届けするのは、ビッグバンセオリーシーズン1エピソード1です。番組のウェブサイトは映画の english.com。E メールは mike@映画の english.com。きのこ @english.com です。お聞きいただきありがとうございました。またよろしくお願いします。
Thank you for listening and have a nice day!